Log Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems, a weekly program where we speak God's word from our friends and peer perspective. And I'd like to wish everyone a happy Palm Sunday. I'm sure a number of you received your palms, if any call what your religious tradition is. And I just pray that this Sunday was a special one for you as we wind down the season of Lent. We have Good Friday coming up. Some of you may celebrate Maundy Thursday. That's coming up. We have Good Friday and maybe have Easter or Resurrection Sunday. And as I say, you know, I just pray that this particular Lent season is a lot to you spiritually. We're in the 21st chapter of Matthew. It talks about Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. I had a different, I was going to talk about Passover, but I do that another time. At the last moment, the Sadducees titled this the triumphant entry into Jerusalem by Jesus. We're going to read particularly from verses 8 through 17. Matthew chapter 1, verses 8 through 17. When our large crowds spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth, Galilee." Then Jesus entered the temple and broke out all who were selling and buying in the temple. And they all turned the tables and the money changers and the seats of those who sold those. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you are making it a den of robbers." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple and he cured them. And when the chief priests still saw the amazing things that he did, and heard the children cry in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they became angry and said to him, "Do you hear what they are saying?" Jesus said to him, "Yes. Have you never read out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, 'You have prepared praise for yourself'?" He left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there. Okay, this was a very exciting time. There were a lot of things going on. You know, the beginning of the beginning of chapter 21, we have Jesus that got the colt of the donkey, and it was brought to him that he was riding on the colt as he entered to Jerusalem. Now, there's the idea that king is supposed to be in chariots and wearing fine clothing and everything, but this was quite different. Jesus did none of that. And it broke another taboo or another tradition. Sometime in the future, I'm going to talk about the many barriers that Jesus broke down. Okay, the disciples went ahead of Jesus, verse 6. The crowds came and spread all their cloaks, and they spread palm leaves and everything. Palm leaves is a symbol because palm leaves were a common thing in that particular region, in that time. And there was a lot of excitement. You know, the crowds, they had seen Jesus do so many things. He cured the sick. the bugs. He chased, got spirits out of him. The deaf mute could hear, the blind could see. Many, I think about the woman with the issue of blood, she was in his cloak, and she could heal instantly. And think about the 5,000 that Jesus did, and then later the 2,000 that he did. So many people saw a miracle. And it wasn't enough. And it was totally different from what the scribes and the Pharisees were giving. In other words, it was Christianity being Christian into action, not mere rituals and words. One thing I don't see in the children, children were really excited. I mean, they were free. It was, I mean, one thing about children, though, it comes from the heart when they do something like this, and when they do something, and they actually, the joy that they feel, it comes from the heart. And they were really praising, you know, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes. Hosanna in the highest. Then we go to verse 12, we see a quiet change. See quite a change when the crowds are excited. But when Jesus got into the temple, he saw people selling and buying and what the house of God isn't supposed to be. Now he had a righteous anger and he turned the tables over, faced out the money changers, looked the seats. And rightly so, he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. But you made it a den of robbers. It was all about the money. And it says in verse 14, blind and lame came to him and were cured. And the children were crying out in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David. These weren't grown-ups, these were children. And the Pharisees were angry. They were very angry. And Jesus said to the Pharisees, out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared a place for yourself. Now, what I learned from this is that people saw what Jesus did. They saw his miracles. They saw everything that he did. And he was a living proof. No, it wasn't about rituals. It wasn't about sacrifices. It wasn't about any of that stuff, you know. I think Jesus said earlier, you know, I didn't have mercy, not sacrifice. And there were a lot of laws that had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with serving God. And sadly, you see a lot of this in our political climate even now. You see this quite a bit now. No. It kind of seems like history is repeating itself. And you see what's going on in the nation now. It's kind of a repeat of what was happening back in Jesus' time. We have a modern-day Pharisees and Sadducees. It had nothing to do, with anything about any kind of spirituality or any genuine care or love for the people. It's all about money and power and control. And Jesus came and he broke all that. One reason Lent means a lot to me personally is the fact that I understand why Jesus went through all this, why he had this, and then later on we have resurrection, which I'll touch upon in our next episode. But people saw what Jesus was about. The children particularly got it. You know, the thing about children is when they get something, they get it. They understand that they have no pretense, nothing to kind of stop what they actually feel and what they actually see. Another thing that I see here is the many type of people that Jesus followed. The lame, the blind, lame cured, blind were cured. Many of the people who followed Jesus didn't want to know his reputation or what he did. Women, tax collectors, all kinds of people. Having it today, as a trans person, I would love to see more trans people in service, not because I'd like to see more LGBT. I think about that LGBT community. They maybe had LGBT back then. I'd be one of the ways that they did. But this is what Jesus is about. He came to save sinners. And he welcomed all people. One thing I say on occasion, Jesus never trashed anybody. He never said he had to look a certain way. He never said he had to act a certain way. He never said he had to believe a certain, believe in any particular rituals. So God is accepting of everybody. And when God receives you, he receives you as you are. God will change you from the inside. He changes from the inside. When God has your heart, where you're his, it includes everything about you, your gender, your sexuality, everything. He wasn't into identity politics. He wasn't into gathering all this particular group in order to become a Christian. It's a controversy with drag. With drag shows. I personally like drag. Now that we've had drag services a couple of years now. But the main thing is getting the word out. And a lot of people have been speaking to a lot of people. And God can use anything to speak to people. And God can use anybody to speak to others. For example, John the Baptist. I don't know if he'd be welcome out of many of our churches, but maybe, that's for sure. And one thing that Jesus, needed everybody. And Jesus needs you. Jesus loves you. I encourage my trans or gender non-conforming friends. And don't let those who have hurt you in the past stop you from coming to God, because God accepts you and loves you wherever you are. God not only accepts you, he affirms you. One of the beautiful things about my life is, God accepted me and he also confirmed me. I'd like to thank you for this episode, and I'm sure this episode has helped someone. And I look forward to getting together to you in our next section, which will cover about the Resurrection Sunday. I thank you once again. God bless you. And happy Palm Sunday. Amen.